We're back with Lake Effect. I'm Bonnie North. As we heard just before the break, Sikhs have a rich history in and have contributed greatly to the Milwaukee area, as they have around the country. But several sources have told us over the last couple of days that Sikhs have long been targets of discrimination and even violence, very much like the shootings that occurred at the Oak Creek Temple. And while police maintain they do not yet know a motive behind Sunday's violence, it's hard for many in the Sikh community not to feel targeted once again. Trinity University professor of South Asian history Vijay Prashad says Sikhs have dealt with racism and ignorance about their faith since they came to this country, particularly since 9/11. Prashad is the author of the book Uncle Swami, South Asians in America Today, and he recently wrote an op-ed on the shooting for an online publication. He joins Lake Effect's Stephanie Lecce on the phone from Connecticut and first gave us a brief history of Sikhs in the States.
There is evidence that Sikhs came to the United States in the 18th century, but it's just very poor evidence. Much better evidence suggests that Sikhs came to the United States in the 19th century, that is in the 1800s, initially to California, to Oregon, to Washington State, and to Western Canada. And they came mainly as field laborers and to work in the lumber yards, particularly in the northern part of the West Coast, in Oregon, in Washington State. So that was their first major migration. Several thousand Sikhs entered the United States to work in the western part. The initial reaction was they were welcomed, of course, because labor was needed. California at that time wasn't a big fruit producer. It's the workers from the Philippines, from Mexico, from India, and from China that broke the soil there and produced this great fruit wonderland. But very soon thereafter, the labor movement, I think, to its discredit, began a campaign which was called the Asiatic Exclusion League. And they started to push the idea that Asians were taking away jobs from Americans. That was the way they framed it, you know, not allowing for these migrants to be Americans. And there was a lot of violence in the West Coast. In Bellingham, Washington, most spectacularly, all the Sikhs were so-called run out of town in 1907. And there was a lot of killing as well. So Sikhs had to fight hard. And it was around the anti-Sikh campaign that the United States passed the anti-Asian laws in 1925, which were not repealed until 1965. So that was the early history of Sikhs in the United States.
When did Sikhs begin to move out of the West and into places like the Midwest, like Wisconsin?
Well, the first big migration of Asians after the exclusion was from 1965 onward. And this was a period when the United States was looking to have highly skilled technical and professional workers to come in and help the U.S. in the arms race, to come in and help staff hospitals because Medicare and Medicaid had just been passed. So then Asians were welcome once more into the United States. And it is at that time that larger numbers of Sikhs entered the United States. Now, you must understand that in the 1980s, in India, there was an anti-Sikh kind of policy that had developed. And, you know, there was a major riot against Sikhs in New Delhi in 1984. So very large numbers of Sikh families decided to leave India at that time. And they went to Canada and they came into the United States, including in the Midwest region. And everything was okay till 9/11.
And what happened after 9/11? What did the Sikh communities throughout the country experience?
Well, this was something that I think has taken some time for people to come to terms with. You know, when 9/11 occurred, within an hour of the tower going down in New York City, we heard reports of violence against Sikhs, initially Sikh men. I think what had happened was that there was a recognition of the turban as somehow being a signal of terrorism. In other words, because Osama bin Laden and the Taliban wore turbans, the assumption was turbans have something to do with terrorism. And in fact, this is a very old symbol of anti-Sikh violence. Sikhs used to be called ragheads in the 1920s in California. So when these incidents of violence started to be reported right after 9/11, it was of great concern. Initially, the argument that was made was that Sikhs have nothing to do with terrorism. And this had to be made very carefully, because nobody wanted to make the argument that somehow Muslims are responsible for terrorism. There are 2 billion Muslims in the world, and it's a ludicrous argument to say that, well, Sikhs aren't responsible, but Muslims are. What one means to say is, of course, that terrorists are responsible for terrorism. Neither Muslims nor Sikhs are, as corporate bodies, as religious bodies, responsible for what is going on. But this took some time to develop, this kind of sophisticated positioning. And it, in the interim, brought a lot of fear in the Sikh community, where, you know, there have been several killings and many, many attacks, bias attacks against Sikhs. In fact, the Sikh coalition, which was founded after 9/11, the Sikh coalition demonstrates that in their surveys, 100% of Sikh respondents say that they are victims of secondary searching when they're boarding a plane, meaning they're targeted like that. 50% of young Sikh children say they are bullied in school, and the target about bullying is their turbans or their religion.
Obviously, I don't want to paint the entire Sikh community throughout the country with one single brush, but how have Sikhs responded to this kind of discrimination?
Well, there have been, as you'd imagine, many different responses. You know, one response is, of course, the ultra-patriotic response, which is saying, you know, we are, after all, Americans. And in fact, there are pictures after 9/11 which were broadcast showing Sikhs with American flags covering them. A second response was to say, we are Sikhs, we are not Muslims. That was an initial response, but I think that has become less popular as people have recognized the absurdity of that response. And then finally, there has been the creation of a series of human rights organizations, or civil rights organizations, like the Sikh Coalition, like the Smart Coalition. And these have been started by, as it were, the second generation, the children of the first migrants. After 9/11, these younger Sikhs created these organizations trying to raise awareness, not only about Sikhism, but also about the violence and bias against Sikhs. And I think this has played a very important role.
For those of us who maybe aren't familiar, give us a little bit of a primer here. What are some of the basic tenets of the Sikh faith?
Well, Sikhism is a very important religion that developed in the Punjab region in northern India in the 15th century. And I mean, the point is that it developed in contradistinction both to Hinduism and to Islam. It's a faith that suggests that there is unity in the world. The first line of the Japji Sahib is Ek Omkar Satnam, there is one God. You know, the idea is that why have a religious conflict? Can we not find a way for people to bridge the gap between religions? I mean, that is its emergence. Sikhism then becomes a very open religion to different people from different communities. It tries to break down hierarchies, tries to work against caste. But the main point is that Sikhism's emergence was a kind of ecumenical development to bridge the gap between different faiths and to fight against intolerance and hierarchy. And I think that's something really to rethink right now, when we live more in an unequal world and a much more intolerant world.
Obviously, the police have said we don't fully know the motives of the shooter who attacked the victims at the Sikh temple in Oak Creek. But I wonder what message gets put out there when an attack like this does happen on a specific community. I mean, what do we expect out of this incident for Sikhs in our community and across the country and across the world?
Well, I mean, the most important thing is one should not, A, every time you meet a Sikh, feel sorry for the Sikh or to feel scared of the Sikh. Sikhs are human beings as well. They don't need condescension. They don't need fear. The main thing is, this is the point in which we as a country, as communities, need to think about what we are doing with the structures around us that are providing an avenue for people to go and do acts like this. We have too many guns sitting around. We have people who need mental health, where there's absolutely no social services. They are being underfunded. You know, there are so many structural things that need to be dealt with. As much as, you know, we want as educators to speak out against intolerance and speak out against inequality, we need to better tend to people who have mental health issues, and we really need to rethink our gun policy in the country.
One of the things that we've heard since this shooting happened was an attempt by authorities, by the media, to clarify who Sikhs are, what they believe. And one of the things that we have heard is Sikhs are not Muslims, which you said just before was an oft-repeated refrain after 9/11. What do you make of that?
Well, it's a silly statement, because the assumption of the statement, which is Sikhs are not Muslims, is that Muslims somehow are a fitting target for the attacks of somebody who is angry about 9/11 or who is angry about, you know, the browning of America or what you will. Neither are Sikhs an appropriate target, nor are Muslims an appropriate target. You know, there are no appropriate targets for this kind of violence. So I think the idea of saying that Sikhs are not Muslims puts out a very wrong message. The right message is that there are no targets for this kind of killing, that the issues are much more complicated than this kind of actions.
Is there anything that you know about the Sikh community here in Wisconsin or that you've learned since this tragic event that has stood out to you?
The Sikh community's reaction to this tragedy demonstrates a great deal about how true they have been to their heritage, which is to sort of not allow themselves to be utilized in a world of intolerance and not allow themselves to be weakened by this kind of incident. I think it's very important when one sees their leaders speaking so plainly about their grief without allowing that to turn into anger.
Well, Dr. Vijay Prashad, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Vijay Prashad is the George and Martha Kellner Chair in South Asian History and a professor of international studies at Trinity College in Connecticut. He's the author of Uncle Swami, South Asians in America Today, and he recently wrote an opinion editorial on Sikhs in the United States called The Sense of White Supremacy at counterpunch.com. He spoke with Stephanie Lecce. You can hear more of their conversation at wuwm.com/lakeeffect in the supplemental audio section. Coming up next, how to talk to and help children deal with violent events. We'll talk with an MPS school psychologist when Lake Effect returns.